Good Wednesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Federal Reserve today says that U.S. industrial production rose in March. Industrial production, which measures the output of U.S. manufacturers, mines, and electric and gas utilities, increased a seasonally adjusted 0.7% in March from the prior month. For the first quarter of this year, industrial production moved up at an annual rate of 4.4%. China's economic growth slowed to a 7.4% rate in the first quarter, raising the risk of job losses and a potential impact on its trading partners. The figure reported today by China's government was down from the previous quarter's 7.7%. It came in below the full-year official growth target of 7.5% announced last month and the slowest since the third quarter of 2012. Growth in retail sales, factory output, and investment also slowed, raising the possibility of job losses in China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 18,000. The S&P 500 mini 1847 up 7.5 points. Meanwhile, we had some glitches in our computer software for the others. Here we go. Dow Jones 16,300 up 95 points. And the NASDAQ at 3501 is up 10.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest are expected to be relatively favorable over the next 2 weeks for field work and for enough moisture to support winter wheat development as well as some early season corn emergence and establishment. The situation is going to be well balanced, I believe, and it looks as though everybody will get some precipitation on a periodic basis. The precipitation will also occur while temperatures are a little bit warmer biased relative to where we've been recently, and the end result is likely to generate some better drying conditions between rain events, and that too will be a big help, especially for those areas that have seen just a little bit too much moisture in recent weeks. The majority of the Midwest will start off with a pattern here that is still going to be rather chilly. Most of the Midwest will still be coolish here today with highs in the 40s and 50s across the Great Lakes region, while 50 and some lower 60 degree highs occur across the lower parts of the region. We will expect another shot of cooler air to come into the northern central plains and western Corn Belt on Thursday, and temperatures in those areas will be again 40s and 50s with some 30s across parts of Minnesota and the eastern sections of the Dakotas. But the lower eastern Midwest will still see some 60 degree highs tomorrow afternoon. Everybody after that will likely see temperatures in a seasonably cool pattern for Friday and then warming after that. The highs on Friday will be 40s and 50s across the northern Midwest and 60s in the south. The temperatures will probably not change dramatically as we go forward through the weekend and into early next week, but we will rise just gradually. A lot of 60 and some lower 70-degree highs will occur in the lower parts of the Midwest, while the Great Lakes region will see a lot of 50-degree highs. The low temperatures at night here over the next few nights will be mostly in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest. Now, those 20-degree readings will be primarily in the northern half of the plains in the upper Midwest, and we'll expect to see some 40-degree lows occurring in the lower and eastern parts of the region. We will see the temperatures kind of mellow out a little bit as we move into the heart of the weekend and early next week with 30s in the north and 40s, even some lower 50s occurring at night in the southern parts of the region. Well, we do expect some precipitation to come and go across the region. Right now, it does not look like anybody's going to get a big heavy soaking of rain, but we will expect a light, small disturbance working its way through the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin over the course of the afternoon today and into this evening, and some of that will occur as snow or maybe some some moderate snow, even heavy snow, in a narrow band from central Minnesota to northern Wisconsin, where there may be 4 to 9 inch accumulations and something greater, perhaps. But the storm system will also produce a little bit of light rainfall in other areas in the upper Midwest, but it doesn't look like it holds together very well for the rest of the region. And so most other areas will probably only see a few sporadic showers as we go from Thursday afternoon into Friday, as a band of showers work their way from Kansas into portions of Michigan. It's along a very weak frontal boundary. Now, after that system passes through, and we should see most of the eastern Midwest ending its precipitation as we get into Friday afternoon, we will see another couple of days of relatively good drying conditions, with the exception of the upper Midwest, where there will be another opportunity for some rain to evolve. In the western Corn Belt, we'll start seeing some scattered showers and thunderstorms Saturday night into Sunday, and they'll march from west to east across the region as we move on into Sunday and then Monday. That'll probably be the biggest disruption to farming activity across the Midwest. Rain totals will probably run a couple tenths to three quarters of an inch quite often. After that, the best drying for the whole of the coming full week will likely take place, with much of the work week next week expected to be favorable for net drying conditions, warmer temperatures, and a good opportunity to get into the fields and work aggressively. The next bigger storm system will hold off until the latter part of next week and into the following weekend. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Busey supports small businesses and entrepreneurs to bring vibrancy to the local economy. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat at 774 is up 8.5, now 8 even. July 776 up 4.5. Soft May 708.5 up 6.75. July 716 up 6.25. May corn 503.75 unchanged. July 509.5 down 0.25. December 502.25 down 1. May soybeans 1513.75 up 12.5. July 1501.5 up 14. November 1235.75 up 6.75. May soybean meal 492.60 up 5.20. May soybean oil 43.16 up 33. April live cattle 145.22.5 down 5. April feeders 179.15 down 7.5. May lean hogs 121.20 down 30. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Bill Gentry, Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave. Glad to be with you again.
Soybeans making new highs for its move. What are the fundamental reasons that's happening?
Well, I think it's kind of critical here that the USDA's put a 135 million bushel figure on the carryout in the last USDA supply demand report, and that's predicated on the importation of about 65 million bushels of beans. When we were talking earlier, you talked about somebody announcing that 80 cargoes of beans have been canceled or defaulted on going to China. I think yesterday and this morning we'd heard something in the neighborhood of 25.
Yeah, 25 is a good number.
So, but the bottom line is, if 25 cargoes of beans are afloat out in the ocean someplace and they redirected towards the United States, that would be about 50 million bushels and would, on pencil and paper, satisfy the import requirements to make our balance sheet work. The question is, one is, can we logistically move it from, let's say, the east or the west coast and get it into position at the right time in the right place? That is going to be a real challenge that we have not met before. So I think realistically, the futures market continues to put in the new highs and say, make sure that this happens. We've already imported beans, which is probably the earliest we've done it in history or close to it. And I think realistically, the market is saying, pay attention. These numbers are excruciatingly tight. When you look at new crop, that's only 2 bushels to the acre as far as what we've got for a carryout. So there's not much margin for error, and the market is basically paying attention.
Corn market remains trading within its recent ranges, although I suppose it's fair to say the bulls have lost the edge and the momentum at this point.
Yeah, I think they probably have for the time being. You know, the next 15 cents of the market is probably predicated on weather. The forecast that we're seeing looks like next week's going to be fairly open. The market knows that we can plant a lot of corn in a hurry. So I'd say realistically, it wouldn't surprise me to see the spreads firm up a little bit because July has value, May has value. But December corn is probably going to look like we're building production rather than reducing production next week.
So support around, what, 503 maybe?
Yeah, I think 503 might be an initial point, and then I'd probably be looking, if we really get things going, maybe a nice little probe below $5 in the new crop might be in order.
Wheat market's perked up, and that's been predicated on some weather things and also some Ukrainian things.
Yeah, I think over the weekend we thought pretty sure that it was predicated on the Ukrainian situation, but based on the market action since, I think it's probably more weather than anything. Crop prospects from the scouting reports that I've heard so far are okay, but nothing fantastic. And I would say, too, that wheat may have run its course for the time being. It seems to be kind of running out of gas, but we'll see what the scouting reports look like going forward.
Yeah, we'll have to wait for that official wheat tour and figure
out
what's going
on.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Gentry of Risk Management Commodities, and he is in Lafayette, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 503 down 3/4, December at 501.5 down 1.75. May soybeans, 15.14 up 12.75, November, 12.35 up 6. May soybean meal, 492.50 up 5.10. May soybean oils, 43.18 up 35. April live cattle, 145.22.5 down 5 cents. April feeders, 179.15 down 7.5. May lean hogs, 121.47.5 down 2.5. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.